God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us in this life is from the gospel lesson. Gospel according to St. Mark at the first chapter. And here Jesus is driving out the evil spirit. But before that, they went into Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. I want you to think about that word, authority. What does it conjure up in your mind? Authority conjures up the police officer that comes up behind the speeding driver and you see the little bubble in the back in your rear view mirror. The authority is also a teacher who commands respect among his students. Authority. Sometimes we have deep discussions about authority. It can cause divides within families and husbands and wives as they talk about power and authority. But I want you to think about this. This is going to date me, of course, and it'll date somebody else around here, too. But if you remember Senator Bill Bradley, he was a senior senator in New Jersey in the, I think the 80s and 90s, it was way back there. But he was attending a dinner in Washington, D.C. And he described this event about what happened. And as he was sitting there, the waiter was coming around and he was giving those little pads of butter. And he came to Bill Bradley and he said, "You know, I'd like to have 2 pads of butter, if you please." And the waiter looked at him and he said, "There's only 1 to a customer." And Bill Bradley says, "Well, I guess you don't know who I am." And the waiter looked at him and said, "No, I don't know who you are." And Bill Bradley says, "Well, I'm a senior senator from New Jersey. And before that, I was an all-star basketball player. And before that, I was a Rhodes Scholar." It didn't really impress the waiter. And the waiter looked at Bill Bradley and he said, "You know who I am?" And Bill Bradley said, "No, I don't know who you are, so who are you?" He stretched himself up to be as tall as me. And he said, "I'm the waiter in charge of the butter." Power and authority. We can get all tied up with that. It all got tied up in 1981. If you remember, President Reagan was shot. And the news conference after he was shot, Alexander Haig, who was Secretary of State, stood before the cameras and microphone sticking there and all the reporters. And he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in succession of the presidency," which sent a lot of people looking at their constitutions. And they figured out that Alexander Haig didn't have any authority whatsoever. Power. And authority. It can get all mixed up in life. And so here, Jesus goes into the synagogue. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't stand upon the podium and say, "I've got all power and authority that's been given to me." No, he sat down among the people and he taught them. He taught them as one who had authority, not as the scribes or the teachers of the law. He taught them about love and power and authority and scriptures and who he was. That's the power. That's the authority. And as we look at power and authority in our world and our lives, it's in Jesus. Jesus stood before his disciples in the last chapter of Matthew, and we read that constantly in chapter 28, where Jesus stands there and he says to his disciples, "All power and authority has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching." See, Jesus is the power and authority. Our power and authority. Jesus is the one who comes among us. He's the one who had the sins placed upon him. All of our sins. The sins of greed and pride and envy. The sins that we have done that we don't want anyone to know. They were laid on Jesus. He had power and authority to take away our sins. And he's teaching us. He's teaching us in this opportunity. He's teaching us through the scriptures about who he is and about what he did for us. After Easter, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, and they were talking about everything that had occurred on that day. They still didn't understand. And Jesus came and walked with them. This is recorded in Luke chapter 24, toward the end. And Jesus opens their lives up to the Word through the Holy Scriptures. The power and authority that Jesus had to show them who the Christ was and what the Christ was there to do. And this is Jesus who answers our question about power and authority. And he sits among us and he teaches us that the Christ had to come and suffer for the sins of the world, for all of our sins and our immediate own sins that we have done. The words that we have spoken rudely or unaware, the actions that we have done, not really knowing if they were sins or not. And yet, God forgives all of our sins for the sake of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And this is what Mark is telling us all about, that power is given through Jesus. You ever thought about the absolution that the pastor does after you confess your sins? It still sends shivers up and down my spine when I say I am a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. It's an amazing power that God gives his people to forgive sins. And you are given that power and authority as well. As you operate in your own homes and you sin against one another and you say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." And that forgiveness is passed on by Christ's word. I remember one time, among many, Karen and I were having this discussion, a heated discussion. She probably remembered it different than I do, and we probably disagree. But this is my version of it. We're standing there, toe to toe almost, and our oldest son crawled up between us, and he said, "Stop fighting, forgive one another." Amazing. It just cleared the whole air and just had us stop for a minute and wonder what we were arguing about. Jesus does that in our lives. He forgives our sins. God says that as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. And in Jeremiah, he says, "I will remember your sins no more." Also in Jeremiah, God says, "I have plans for you, plans to give you a hope and a future and to prosper you." It's amazing what God does. And so now God gives us this authority to teach one another. It's amazing through 35 active years of ministry how hard it was to get teachers to teach in Sunday school. But you know, God gives you that gift to share, to share your story about how you became a Christian, how God worked in your life. This is amazing what power and strength that God gives to us through Jesus as Lord and Savior, that we can teach one another. And teach by His authority. And as we do, and as we teach one another, it is Jesus who lived. It is Jesus who suffered. It is Jesus who died on the cross. It's Jesus who rose from the dead. Amazing. This last month has been amazing, reading Portals of Prayer, knowing the writer as a classmate in ministry who went on to become a doctor. Amazing that you just read through his portals every day about how Jesus affects each and every one of us with his life, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And this is the power and authority that he gives to us to reach out to someone. To reach out to someone who has heartbreak. To reach out to someone who's struggling with masks and social distancing and this whole pandemic. It's to reach out with God's love. I read a story this morning, St. Paul Pioneer Press, about a young guy, 60, who I think was in California, had one shot of the Pfizer vaccine, and somehow he had a reaction, and he died. And it made me more aware of my life as a servant of Christ, that every morning when I get up, I thank God that I'm there and I'm alive, and I thank God for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon me, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, the ability to preach, the ability to come before and teach Jesus. A pastor who was in this circuit in Rochester, and we were going through a group that our district was having. We had all these old teaching groups, and he was talking about the time that he went to a store and he was getting his goods from a woman that he surmised was Muslim because of the headdress and everything. You know, we make generalizations. But as he was there, she asked him what he did. And he said, "I teach people about Jesus." I got an amazing response from her. And I don't remember the response, but as he left, he blessed her and her work. That's what God wants us to do, to be interactive with people and pass on that blessing that God has blessed us with. This is about Jesus teaching us. So we think about this world that we live in, the struggles we have and the continued struggles we're going to have through this pandemic. But as we struggle, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, comes and dwells in us and uses our words and actions to bless others, to be his servants here in the world, to be ones who touch one another with the amazing word of Jesus dying and rising again for the sins of the entire world. In Christ's holy name, amen.